Disclaimer. Explain It Me is a podcast hosted by two adults who drink in the safety of their own home. If you're joining in on the fun while listening, please drink responsibly, don't drink and drive, and know your limits. Stay safe and have fun. As you listen to episodes, you may hear us make mistakes like names of films, actors and actresses, as well as other unrelated facts. Please remember that we are both intoxicated while making the show and are aware of these mishaps. Please do not yell at the podcast while listening. We cannot hear you. I'm 2.5 wines in.
I feel red. Can we get back to the movie, please?
Kiss confusion.
Oh, we don't know that yet.
Dad's disease.
Explain It Me.
Explain.
Explain It Me.
Explain It Me.
I can't do anything. I'm sweating. Okay.
Welcome to Explain It Me, where we are having some nice sipperoos from our plastic cups, which I was saying before we started recording. Please don't steal my idea if you ever manage to do this. I want a cup.
I like how you introduced the show. You don't name yourself.
No.
You don't name me.
No.
And you're like, quick, get into it.
Yes. Don't steal this patented idea.
It's not saved. Nobody knows what she's talking about.
I don't want the audio to pick up my ice cubes in my drink. So can I soundproof the cup?
I said, I was like, you want to beat science?
I
have an idea for you.
Have a foam-lined cup.
On the inside, you want a foam-lined.
On the inside.
Stephanie, you know what you got to do? Just put a sock inside the cup and pour the drink inside the sock.
Yeah, but then, like, if you have, you need to have the sock be like a condom, but inverted.
So you, okay, I got it.
And then, like, the liquid would just, like, soak up.
What are those things called?
What is that? Comp? Oh, my God. What is that word? I'm thinking science.
Compost?
No. What the fuck? Compost? No. Someone's yelling it. I know someone's yelling it out
you
there.
You want... I know what
com,
you want.
No. Come.
Not...
Well.
You want a fleshlight cup. That's what you want.
No. Oh, God. Call. My brain.
Call. Cock.
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 Cack.
Cack.
Cack. Cack. This is going to bother me. When something sucks into something.
Suction cup.
Not a suction cup. What the fuck? Oh my God. I'll get it. I promise. I'll try to get it. Okay. Yeah. My name is Stephanie.
My name is Donna.
And Donna is going to explain a wonderful movie that I have never seen before.
I never said it was wonderful.
It is a brilliant thing of cinematography.
Welcome to our show where the premise is we get totally shit-faced and I try to explain a totally
not totally shit-faced,
insane,
but...
And I mean insane. Like, the plot doesn't make any fucking sense to Stephanie, who's never seen this film.
Mm-hmm.
I had to watch this film... even though I can't get the minutes of my life back. And
apparently you did a little oopsie poopsie earlier.
I watched the wrong version, apparently, because I watched the end of it, and then I looked it up, and it was I was like, that's not the ending I saw. And then I realized, like, oh, I watched the director's cut.
I was about to ask. So, okay, the way that you worded it to me originally, I thought that you watched a movie by the same title that is not the same movie.
I've done that before. One time for an urban studies class, I had to watch a movie that was about women who were surrogates for women who couldn't have children. And I ended up watching a 1980s like horror sex movie. And
oh.
I was like, what the I was that- like, my professor wants me to watch this and write a paper on this?
It's like watching it's like someone tells you to watch something that's called like Video Dome, but then you end up watching Video Drone.
Isn't that the Cronenberg film?
Yeah, that's that crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to see that film.
I got to watch it in school.
Yeah, I know. Because you went home to art school.
Yeah, that's why. We got to watch some very interesting shit.
So, the butterfly effect. Do you know what year it was made? I'm going to give you two choices. Was it before 9/11 or was it after 9/11?
Oh, right after.
Close. It was 2004.
But close enough.
September, boom, November.
Not 2020.
I'm pretty sure that Glitter came out around the same time that 9/11 happened. Not that that like affected. It's like box office. It was poison. It was bullshit. You don't know what Glitter is.
No.
Oh my God. It's this movie about Mariah Carey becoming a star. It's terrible. Mm. It's supposed to be like loosely based on her life.
But it's not.
It's fucking. Watch it. Okay. We don't need to do it for this podcast. We're not like, we don't like make fun of bad movies. We just try to fucking retell horribly confusing movies. So I give you my blessing, child. Watch Glitter.
Okay.
Watch it with your boyfriend. I'm sure he'll love it.
Do you want him to rage?
Yes.
Hold on. What is it called?
Oh, God.
When water travels up.
Condensation?
Up a towel. Capillary. There you fucking know.
Stalem.
My sorries.
All right, so the butterfly effect. Do you know who's in it? Do you know anything about this movie?
I was gonna say Drew Barrymore.
Fucking no.
Not Drew Barrymore. The Ashton Kutcher.
I am shocked. Like, thanks. Thank God this is getting recorded. That you knew an actor and his name. Because Stephanie can like know somebody's face, but she doesn't know their fucking name. Stephanie's like that SNL sketch with the moms and the kids, and they're like, Jason Magillanol. And it's like the machine goes, Jake Gyllenhaal. Because it knows what the fuck. Yeah. That's you.
Stephanie, what are we drinking?
Malibu. No.
Fuck that.
Kettle One. Peach and
orange blossom.
Vodka.
Yeah. I hate vodka.
And
bad times with vodka.
Pink lemonade.
Also have times with Puerto Rican rum, bad times with Puerto Rican rum and whiskey. I have grown.
Tequila is not my friend.
I have expanded, and now I am a gin woman. I would.
Are you trying to completely be in the world of Peaky Blinders?
No.
I started watching it.
You did?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
I have 3 episodes left on the last season, and then this season that's coming out is the last one.
Yeah, I'm on season 5.
See, I can't stand the fact that the internet like blew up over Cillian Murphy because of Peaky Blinders, because I remember thinking he was like weirdly hot when I watched Red Eye and Batman Begins, because he played my favorite villain on the Batman series, which was Scarecrow. It was always Scarecrow. I loved Scarecrow.
You can't see his face in it, no?
In the cartoon, no, but in the movie with Christopher Nolan, of course, he's Dr. Jonathan Crane, and then he's also the villain Scarecrow.
So you didn't think he was hot when he was like super anorexic skinny in 28 weeks?
Of course I did. Anybody who looks like they're a coke addict is my type. You know this. But you know who my recent, and I just realized this, it was like a Freudian like thing that I was like, why do I keep thinking about this man? He looks so plain, like he's vanilla. Like, why do these bitches love him? And then I'm like, oh my God, I love him. Sebastian Stan. I have been.
So within the last 2 days where you're like, I don't know why people find him attractive, yes, but he's not bad looking. You were like, I'd fuck him.
I didn't think that he was hideous. I was just like, first of all, you know the baby filter on Instagram or TikTok or like Snap?
Is someone trying to fucking break in through the window?
Stephanie, my apartment is made of breadsticks. We've been over this. You know the baby filter that people put on and like just makes their face smaller? I always thought that he had that face, like when I would see him in other things. Because I've seen him in I, Tanya, and I saw
him. That he has a baby head?
Yeah. I saw him
So he's like you.
Fuck you. I have a small head, not a baby head. There's that movie like The Devil Is Always With Us or some shit on Netflix with Robert Pattinson, Tom Holland, and Sebastian Stan. He's in it. I saw him in it and I was like, this man is not good looking. Like, what the fuck? Like, everybody was like simping over him from the Marvel movie he was in. And then I watched Fresh like a week and a half ago and I was like, oh, damn. I was like, this man can eat me whenever he wants, and not in the way that you think, not the sexy way. He's literally, spoiler
alert. Like cannibalism? No,
yes, he's a cannibal in the movie. Yeah, I think he's really...
Wow, you ruined the whole movie for me.
No, I didn't. You know, I didn't tell you what happens in the end.
He eats her.
You're wrong and right. So you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that.
Cool.
Watch it. It's a good movie. But
Hulu?
Hulu, yeah.
You need to give me your login.
You have Hulu.
I have it with commercials, and it's not the same.
So do I. It's a movie that's part of Hulu. So even if you have that, like, it's not going to have commercials in it. Okay. We're I'll take broke. Your word. Today was the first day that we made our first real account on Instagram.
Yeah, and there's nothing on it. But
shout out to Luna at Guitar Center. Yes. She hooked us the fuck up.
In Long Island.
Don't you, give the exact location. I don't want anything bad.
I just said it's
her.
An island yeah. of Long. there are locations out on the island. So you know who you are, and thank you for your help.
Thank you for helping us. Okay, let's go back to, we're doing the butterfly effect. Do you know anybody else in this movie? The butterfly effect, starring Ashton Kutcher.
I know he has a roommate.
How do you know that?
Because like, I feel like I've seen the trailer.
That's such a blip in the fucking movie.
Doesn't his roommate, like, slap him around and shit like that to help him remember what's going on?
What did you see?
Like, I don't know. I know he's in it.
I know who's in
he
it.
He has a girl friend.
Who?
She's blonde.
Who has a girlfriend?
Ashton
who are you
Kutcher.
Talking about? Okay, yeah, he has a girlfriend. And she's blonde. I don't like know her name.
It's either his roommate or his best friend.
Oh my God, they were roommates. Yeah. Okay. So
there's a guy friend and there's a girl. There's three
people in this book. Okay.
There's a doctor. He goes to jail.
Okay. Like, we're jumping out. What trailer did you see?
I don't know.
By trailer, do you mean you drunkenly like watched this one night?
I genuinely
slept, walked, watched this.
What?
I movie slept, walked. Okay, so movie was made in 2004, and the first line I have here is the chaos theory. So, Stephanie, do you know what the chaos theory is?
Multiple timelines splitting and going not the
Are
way.
Are you just talking about the synopsis on IMDb?
Oh, I didn't read it, so I don't know. I'm guessing.
All right.
Multiverse shit, right?
So the chaos theory has to do with literally like the butterfly effect, which is a butterfly flaps its wings and an earthquake is created. And the meaning behind that is like the smallest things can create the biggest waves.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, don't mind me.
I wish that everyone could see that Stephanie just put her foot on her laptop.
It went to sleep. I wanted to make sure.
Turn the fucking sleep function off.
No, it's okay.
All right, fine.
It's not sleep. It's the screensaver.
That's what it is.
So it's like...
small things can create big events.
Is it along the same lines of if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it? Doesn't make a sound.
I think that's different. I mean, like...
I think it's the same.
Okay, Gandhi, like... So, the movie opens with Ashton Kutcher's character.
What's his name in the show, in the movie?
I didn't write that down until like a page and a half. Oh, so, okay. The character's name is Evan, I'm pretty sure. So, the movie opens with Ashton Kutcher's character running down a hallway and like breaking into an office. And he's wearing a jumpsuit. So, I thought it was like prison or whatever. But it's an insane asylum. Mm. And he starts writing a note to... What I don't know what the fuck it is because he's like reading it in his head as he's writing it and he's writing it to himself. So
he can take notes with himself?
No, he's writing a literal letter to himself.
He's gonna mail it. Do they have
Stephanie,
postage?
I don't fuck
in
yeah.
the insane asylum.
I need a forever stamp for the past. I don't know if it's the future he's writing to or the past, but he's writing a letter to himself because he's speaking out loud like what he's writing. So.
Okay.
Then we automatically cut to the past, 13 years in the past to be exact. And it cuts to his mom working on a car and she's in like a Michael Myers jumpsuit. So I was like, is his mom a mechanic? Like, I know that might not be like crazy, but.
Donna, you sound sexist right now.
Okay, you know what? I don't fucking know what year this is, so I don't think it's that.
So, what is there like a year where it was legal for women to be mechanics, Donna?
All right, so his mom's taking him to school, and like there's a conversation going on, and
is it present time?
No, it's the past.
No, I mean like the overall movie.
I told you I don't know. This, I'm guessing it's the present.
Okay.
I'm guessing in this universe, 9/11 happened.
This is like so heavy.
We find out that his dad can't come to the school because it's not safe for him to see his dad. So here we go. This is the first like storyline that we're getting. He has.
Wait, hold on. I'm already fucking confused.
Oh, God. So... How are you confused? I spoke clear English.
You've done like three fucking things. So he's running through the woods, running through the forest.
No, he's running in there in an insane asylum and breaks into a therapist or a psychiatrist's office.
She doesn't get the reference I'm making, but it's probably it's a deep cut, so she might not. It's the song that you hate that I like. We're running through the woods, running
away. Oh my God. Because, you know, you don't know like normal hits like Aha's Take on Me, but you know what.
Oh my God. Let
all the please. One day Stephanie's like, put on the song that they wrote for Working Girl. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's a good fucking song.
Carly Simpson? Carly Smith? Okay, go on.
So, okay, he's running through the insane asylum.
He breaks into an office.
He steals some Post-its.
He's writing a letter to himself. We don't know if it's the future self or the past self.
And then it just cuts?
Cuts.
And then it cuts to
I'm sure that... I haven't seen this movie in like 6 months, okay? Oh,
then it cuts to his mom working on a car.
Yeah, and she's in a jumpsuit. So
then
I was like,
it cuts to his dad not being able to go to school.
Okay, all right. This is the way it probably went. Insane asylum, boom. Running down the halls, boom. Stealing supplies, not cool, boom. Then we cut to like him when he's a kid and his mom's working on a car. Cause,
so
like,
you didn't mention the child part.
I said 13 years in the past.
Yeah, but you didn't say that he was a child.
Ashton Kutcher isn't playing a 7-year-old in the beginning of the film. He's playing a grown-ass man.
You just said his mom. You didn't say right, that he's in God. The background. Okay, he's you need to be specific, okay? Because these are questions that I am going to ask.
Let me be specific. So his mom's working on a car. She comes in the house. She's like, okay, Evan,
there's
we got
no man.
What?
She got no man?
No, she don't got a man.
Okay.
She's like, okay, I got to take you to school. Let's go. She takes him to school, and we find out that his dad is not allowed to be on school premises.
Oh, okay.
It's not safe for his dad to be around. So obviously something happened where his dad is not allowed to be around his child.
Got it. See, that makes more sense.
The teacher.
Do you like this? I'm balancing the microphone on my titties.
I love it.
I'm laying down.
Inventive. Yeah, I know. Are you comfortable?
It's better than what it was. It was stabbing me in the chest.
His teacher is like, well, before you go, Mrs. Ashton Kutcher's mom, I need to show you, I need to show you something because this shit is weird.
Let me show you something.
And the teacher shows his mom a painting or a drawing that Evan did, her son, of a man standing over the bodies of dead people he killed.
Uh-oh. This child needs to go to therapy ASAP.
She's like, I'm not a professional.
I'm not a professional, but he fucked up. That's like if your child ever starts growing. If your child ever starts drawing just circles of scribbles on the page and just fucking blood stains.
Not to give away too much information, but when you told me that your niece drew like just a graveyard or like headstones of people,
oh,
I was like
something, and I was like, "What's this?" And I don't remember what she said, but I was concerned for sure.
That is some like atypical
but
shit.
She's the sweetest child.
So then they ask Evan like, "Oh, why'd you draw this?" And he's like, "I don't remember drawing it." And they're like, "What? We got two problems. These are two separate meetings." So the next scene, he is at like a clinic of some sort, and they're going to give him an MRI at night. Who does that at night? That doesn't happen at night. There is no, I'm giving an MRI at 9 p.m.
They save like on electric bills?
Yeah, sure. That's why.
It's cheaper after 9 o'clock.
Welcome to St. John's Paul Hospital. We're giving out MRIs at night to save on the electric bill. Please stop flipping the switch.
All the other lights in the hospital are off, so please, this is the only electricity being pulled in the building.
Please stop flipping the switch up and down. It's wasting my goddamn electricity.
I gotta pay for this shit.
So the doctor tells the mom, like, okay, we're going to run this MRI, but we think it's probably a good idea if you, like, make him keep a journal so he can write down the things he remembers, because now he might have some dark, twisted shit, and he also doesn't remember what the fuck he's doing.
What's that other movie with the guy who also doesn't remember shit, but he tattoos it on his body?
Stephanie, that's a film that we're going to do on our most special episode, and it's called Memento. And have you seen it? No, right?
I feel like I have
only seen the trailers for it and like little snippets when it's talked on. I've never watched it in full.
I feel like I've seen like parts of it, but I don't know if I've actually sat and watched it.
No, it's a good idea. I'll watch the first half of it. You watch the second half and then
you know what? That's not a bad idea.
It's gonna be fucked up. All right. So anyway. All right. So back to this movie.
I think it's a great idea.
So the mom is worried that Evan has dad's disease. DD, not your Dunkin' Donuts. This is daddy's disease.
Did daddy jizz on Sonny?
We're going to get to like what the fuck that means, obviously, but like we don't know yet what the hell it is.
Oh, okay.
What?
Not stupid terms. Is it more like he has the same disease that his daddy?
Yes, obviously. Like we can infer. Well, the way you say
it is like, it's a daddy disease, not daddy's disease.
We can infer that the beginning of the film where they were like, the dad can't come to the school because he's dangerous, means that like something's fucking wrong with him. So.
Well, I mean, he could have just beat his wife.
Okay. So.
That's the fastest way for what's it called?
Domestic abuse?
No, that's the fastest way to a.
Warrant? A restraining order? Restraining order?
Restriction order.
Not if you're a cop, anyway.
He's a cop?
No.
Are you spoiling something?
So we cut back to the home and like it's after the MRI and Evan is just holding a knife up to his mother in the kitchen. Like he's standing there frozen and he has a knife like in her face and she's like,
I thought he was 9. How tall is he?
I mean, he can point it diagonally up. Like
that wouldn't. Okay. Is his mom a little person?
No. What the fuck? So anyway. The next scene, the mom is like thanking a neighbor because this guy is like, oh yeah, no problem. I'll watch your son while you go to work or whatever. She's
I'll
like, I'm sorry.
Fucked up, son.
I don't think she's a mechanic. I think she works at a hospital, but I don't fucking remember because it was like months ago. You could be a nurse mechanic. She's like, I fix bodies and cars.
I was going to say, if
you don't got no mans, you got to do it all.
Exactly.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. All right. Let me ask you a question, Stephanie. Tell me, you haven't seen this movie. What do you think is going to happen with this man neighbor watching her son?
He's going to try to finagle his shenagles.
The neighbor is like, I'll watch these kids. The neighbor is watching not only Evan, who is this woman's son, mm-hmm. but his own daughter and son. And his daughter and son are around the same age as Evan.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, kids, you want to be in a movie?
You want to join a daddy daycare?
So, AKA, he's filming the kids naked. But he's only filming his daughter and Evan naked and, like, telling them to, like, touch each other. Touch me.
Touch my daughter.
Wait, so then where's his son? Is his son going to get jealous that he's not getting touched?
Well, you know, that's an important part of the movie. He's telling his kid, like, go the fuck away. Get away. Like, he's telling his son, like, go away.
Are they doing this in a kiddie pool?
They're doing this in the basement, like, of this guy's house. And he's like, don't you think my daughter's pretty? Take her clothes off. And again, they're like 9 and 7. And then the son of this guy, he's like, get the fuck away from here. He's like hitting him in the head. He's like, shut up. You're stupid. Get away. He's like,
yo, he can at least be his boom mic man.
This isn't a professional porno. This is a crime. But okay.
Listen, so, I mean, like, if you decided to have, who's, the son is older, I'm assuming?
I don't know, actually. Probably the son is older than the sister.
If you decided to have two kids, you gotta have both do something.
I'm gonna take.
You can't favor one for tasks.
It's not that he's favoring one over the other. He obviously like likes little girls, and he's using Ashton Kutcher as a pawn.
Like that, at least he's not into incest.
He is. It's his own daughter.
But he's not having his kids finagle each other.
No, because he has a fucking like whatever. Anyway,
what morals? What?
So this happens, and obviously we know that this is like going to fuck Evan up, Ashton Kutcher's character. He's like, you know, this is part of the problem of like why he is the way that he is. And now it's like, it's April 15th. It's April. And
2 weeks from today.
He is going to see his father. And
Faja.
So we know that he's going to see his father soon, or he is going to see his father, but also his MRI came back. And guess what it said?
You stupid.
It was normal. And it said that he has stress-related problems. And I guess they told this at the same time that he's going to see his dad, because like obviously something's wrong with him, but it didn't come back in the MRI. So now his father is in fucking thick-ass leather restraints. Like they have him in handcuffs, booty cuffs. You know, he's like...
in jail?
Yeah, he's in an insane asylum. I don't know. And the guards are like... they're like, don't be alarmed. He might be sleepy because he's on drugs, I guess. His father. He's talking to his father across the table and he's dressed like really nice. And his father is like looking like Hannibal Lecter, but whatever. I digress. And then the next minute he's choking his kid. Like he's over the table choking him on the ground.
I like how they don't have a security guard.
He is. There's a security guard there and they can't get this man off his kid.
So they let this man jump over a table to be able to strangle his child.
Let is a strong word. If this man propelled himself like a fucking bullet over the table and like, you know, swooped and choked him, there was no time.
Swoop, now you're dead.
Choking the life out of him.
Nice.
And he's like, he has to die. It's the only way. And then the next scene is his father's funeral.
What the fuck? Dude. What is this, like, 5 minutes in? Like, this has gone so many different fucked up places already. Oh, my God.
So then it jumps 6 years.
Okay, so now he's like 15. He's like
13.
Okay,
I would calm down on the teenage, because like 13 is literally the first age of teenage years. No, preteen's 12. You're right. Technically, he's a teenager, but I'm going to explain to you. Like, he turns into a fucking degenerate. Like, he
at the age of 13.
Like, he's smoking cigarettes. He's like, I don't know if he's doing drugs.
He might as well be.
Basically, him and his like gang of degenerates. It's him, the girl he was molested with, her brother, who is like a mean ass kid, and then their friend who's like the
dweeb of the.
Basically, yeah, okay. Like he gets so the short end of this. There's four of them. Okay. I know. Math is hard. I know.
There's one. There's the molested one. There's the second molested one. There's the one that watched the molesting. The fourth one that doesn't know what molesting is.
I got you. We got MRI Martin, the damaged twins, and Dopey Opie. So, all right. So their first degenerate thing to do of the day is they put a fucking explosive in a mailbox.
The worst thing that I did when I was 13 was try to skip school, and then we couldn't catch the bus to my friend's house, so we ended up going back to school.
Fuck. Okay, they put this explosive in the mailbox and they run across the street. Let me set this fucking scene for you, because
did they throw a grenade?
No, they made a homemade bomb, but that
what, that's worse. I'm thinking it's like some firecrackers and some shit. No, they made a fucking pipe bomb.
Basically.
What?
Because when I tell you what happens, you're going to lose your shit. This house is across the street from like a service road because it's literally just woods. Okay. They run across the street and they're in fucking trees and bushes and shrubbery, like they're about to pass over into like, you know, namaste Nardia land. Like, yeah, basically.
Namaste land. I don't know. What the fuck?
Then all of a sudden, it skips time. Like, we don't see what the next thing is.
So we don't see the mailbox blow up.
We don't see the mailbox blow up. But we do see one of their friends being pulled into an ambulance. So obviously, we know things didn't go well. I don't know about right, but well.
What in the fuck is this movie? It's jumping all over the place.
I think that's the point of it. Like, it's a time jump.
Well, yeah, I know. But still, it's just craziness.
Right. So their friend... Okay, actually... The next thing we see after they put this bomb in the mailbox and run across the street is their friend, Opie Dopey, falls on the floor. And they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? And then all of a sudden he's in an ambulance. And his mom comes to the scene because the cops are called. And she's shaking Evan, her son. She's like, what happened? What happened? And he doesn't remember because he still has memory problems.
Fucking blacked out.
So then the next scene, he's like in his attic of his house. I find it hard to believe this woman has one salary in a house, but whatever.
Listen, okay. If this was taking place in the early 90s, then...
No, it's two... Oh, right, because it's... Yeah, he's 13.
Time travel.
Yeah, right. She bought her house for like 8 jelly beans and a jug of wine. Anyway, he finds a chest in his attic, you know, like a... Like, you know, what you put sweaters and dreams in, a chest. And there's some shit with his dad's name on it. And it has...
What's his dad's name?
I don't know.
Make one fucking up.
Chester. And...
Chester's
chest. We found Chester's dreams and Chester's cardigans and it's Chester's chest. So there's random photos of things that he finds. And he also finds his grandfather's death certificate.
That's something you keep in an attic.
All I wrote. I don't know what the importance there is. I can't remember. So, but then because his MRI came back normal and he's still having memory problems, the doctor who gave him the MRI was like, we're going to hypnotize him and we're going to see if we can find out like what is causing his memory problems.
Sounds very 90s.
Yeah. So all he remembers is a car passing by at the time that he put the bomb in the mailbox. And this
someone saw.
It could be someone that saw it, or it could be somebody who was... Because remember, it was a mailbox of a house. Mm-hmm. So it could be the person who's coming home.
Mm-hmm. So that makes me start thinking...
Oh, God. She's going to rewrite this movie.
Yeah. Not rewrite it, but just, like, possible conclusions to all these storylines that are happening.
Wow, we're only, like, 10 minutes in, and she's like, I know the ending. This movie makes no sense, but I know the ending.
The person coming home fucking swerves, starts coming in hot, and fucking runs over Dopey.
That's not what happens.
I wish.
So.
I don't wish.
He sees the car and in his like his hypnotizing state or whatever. And he starts shaking uncontrollably, like having a seizure. And the mom is like, what's happening to him? Oh, my God. And then all of a sudden his nose starts to bleed.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm. So. Then all of a sudden he's back with his gang of degenerates, okay? Like they're like walking around. And minus Dopey, I think. The boy who is the brother of the sister who was molested. Keep up with me. He is like
what's his name?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Oh, you want me to give him a fake name?
Yes.
Cragen. Creighton.
Chester and
Creighton.
Creighton.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just reminded me I haven't played Wordle in a while. He is like yelling at the fucking kids. So Evan and his sister, not Evan's sister, Creighton's sister.
What's Creighton's sister's name?
Krillissa.
There's too many CK kind
that's
of.
That's the theme. He is yelling at them. He's angry and he is bullying them and he's telling them, you better keep your fucking.
They're Faja.
Yeah. No, their father is the one that molested them, but this kid was not molested by his father. It was just his sister and Evan.
Creighton is yelling at them?
Creighton is yelling at them, saying, you better keep your fucking mouth shut about what happened in the woods the day that their friend passed out and the ambulance came and they put the bomb in the mailbox. He's threatening them.
Okay.
And he is 3'5". And these other kids are 4'8". And I'm like, Wait, the fuck?
So this little motherfucker is threatening these bigger motherfuckers?
Yes. You know what's funny? I just found out the name of the girl, and you're not going to believe what her name is.
Allison.
It's Carlissa. No, I'm kidding. It's Kaylee. And Kaylee's dad beat her and her brother for what happened to Lenny. I'm guessing that's Opie Dopey's name. I don't know. Apparently.
This is the first time I wrote names down.
Yep.
Oh, that's not. I don't know who is who. Mm-hmm.
Evan and Kaylee like each other, not because they were both touched, but because they just like, they're both in pain and they grew up together and they're like, you understand me, I understand you. And
I understand you because you touched me in my basement when I was 7.
So they go to a movie together and they kiss, and the brother, the little brother, who's like full of rage, you know, he's a small boy. He like sees them kiss in this movie theater.
He's like, I want to kiss my sister.
Basically. And he starts freaking the fuck out. He has like a roid rage moment. And he starts freaking out. And this kid who's online with his like date like says something to him. And so he decides he's going to fuck.
At the movie theater?
Yes, he's going to fuck this teenager up. He is 3'5" and he fucks a 14-year-old up in the movie theater because he sees his friend, Evan, kissing his sister.
It just makes me think of like a little chihuahua trying to take down a fucking bulldog.
Literally, this is what happens. The older teen hits him, Creighton. I don't know his real name. We'll find out later. He picks up a fucking like banner and beats this teenager with it.
Isn't that just cardboard?
It has metal in it, I think. Okay, his name is Tommy. I wrote little man equals Tommy in my notes. He's beating this big man up. I said short kings are the angriest kings.
Mm. Mm.
So this happens, and like they all get in trouble again because Evan and Kaylee are watching Tommy beat the shit out of this teenager for no fucking reason.
I don't know. Like, if I saw, especially at that age, if I saw one of my friends just going, like, rage crazy on somebody, I would not jump in. I would kind of just stand there and watch, especially being a girl.
Well, I mean, they did just stand there and watch, but, like, at the same time.
Yeah, but how can you fucking blame them? What are they supposed to do? Also get fucking smacked down with this
sign? What do you want them to do? Go to his dad? I don't think his dad's a good parent, so, no, yeah.
Just fucking be like, I didn't see shit until you saw shit, and then you stepped in.
All right, so the mom comes to pick her son up, who's already, have a lot of problems. She's like, I'm tired of this shit, we're moving. And he's like, no. And she's like, yeah, we're fucking moving.
Do you pay the bills, motherfucker?
In the meantime, they go to see Opie Dopey, a.k.a. Lenny, and he is...
Leon.
Close enough. He's making, like, I don't know, arts and crafts and shit in his room because he can't do anything.
With noodles?
No, I think like paper plans. And they're like, are you okay? And he tells them like he's afraid of Tommy, the kid who beat the shit out of a full-grown teenager. And again, he's 3'5".
Oh, so he did something. We're made to believe.
We don't know what happened between the time they put the bomb in the mailbox and then went across the street to watch, the aftermath. So obviously something happened. But Lenny's like, I'm afraid of Tommy, whatever. And they're coming
in fur.
Yeah. At this point, that's all you're doing. So they come back from Lenny's house and I don't know where the fuck this takes place because they end up in like dirt roads and backwoods and like ravines. Nothing happens good at a ravine. Know what you get at a ravine? Dick sucking bracelets. And then you know what you get? Gonorrhea. Anyway, you never seen Degrassi?
Oh God. I watched random episodes. I know Drake was an invalid.
He wasn't an invalid. He became paralyzed because he was shot. So they leave Lenny's house and they come across Tommy. And what is this fucking kid doing? Oh, by the way, Evan has a dog. Sorry.
Wait, who was?
Evan. Ashton Kutcher's character.
Okay.
Main character. He has a dog. He has a chow.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like going to set his dog on fire.
Tommy's trying to set his dog on fire because he kissed his sister?
Whoa. That is strong. He's putting his dog in a sack. That's what he walks up on.
Is he going to try to
He's getting ready to set it on fire.
Oh, I thought he was going to try to do the whole thing. Oh my God, you just lit up a gem in my brain. So this was apparently a thing. I mean, I'm sure it still is, but fuck you if you do have ever done anything like this. People used to
trigger warning animal abuse.
Throw cats into sacks and tie them up and throw them into water.
Yeah, I know. Terrible.
Did you know
they should be shot in the head?
That there used to be a toy of a sack.
Jesus Christ.
With cat claws ripping through the sack.
What European country was this that it came America. Out in? Oh, no. Fuck. Fuck. And God damn it.
If you pressed it, it would go.
Do you remember?
I had it. Okay. Someone bought this for me.
That's an expense.
I was like 8 years Plot old. Twist. I wouldn't be surprised if it's still somewhere in my fucking parents' house.
Do you remember the game? I don't know if it was, it had to be a, it's not a game board, but you had this like washing machine and it had legs and arms and you would like get little like shirts and pants that would come out of it. It would like, I don't know. I don't remember. I used to dance with it.
No.
It had arms and legs and it was like a face on a washing machine and I would dance with it as a kid.
Well, now this makes me think of this other child's game that I never had, but I always wanted.
The elephant one? It would blow butterflies out of its trunk, and then you would do it. Because I also wanted it.
Did you guess?
Because I also wanted it, and
every single time I saw the commercials for that, I was like, oh my God.
I want that.
That looks amazing.
Evan is tying his dog up in a bag, and Tommy's tying Evan's dog up in a bag, and he's getting ready to burn it. And he's like, what are you doing? Please don't do that. Like, they start fighting. And again, this fucking little ass roid rage macho bitch
just wanna
picks
him.
Up a 2x4 and starts beating Evan with it. And then his sister passes out.
Oh, just from like shock?
Yeah. He's like, I was like, you useless bitch.
I'm going to guess that there's more trauma than Evan touching his sister.
I mean, listen, we already established that there's a genetic thing wrong with him.
Well, no. Tommy. Crazy little motherfucker.
I mean, no, I think his dad beating him probably and treating him like in a weird way.
You just think his dad has been abusive like his whole life?
I mean, he definitely is to both of them. But in a weird way, Tommy felt left out from not being in those movies, even though those movies were like a bad thing, no go.
Right,
and
like,
even
if it's bad attention, I'm not getting attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Evan already has these problems with memory, so whatever the fuck is happening in his timeline, we really don't know what the hell's happening. But
we will know, hopefully.
This movie is my hopes and dreams. No. Okay, yeah. We'll know. So Evan starts to charge Tommy to like fight him, and then all of a sudden he fucking blacks out. And when he sits back up and wakes back up, he's back in that same place, but his dog is dead. So like whatever he tried, I know. Go on doesthedogdie.com and you know.
Wait, but like the dog died because of fire?
Yeah, he set him on fire. Tommy was, he was successful in his, I know, I'm sorry. So next thing he's getting ready to move now, Evan, and he tells Kaylee through a sign that he'll come back for. Oh, right. He's driving in the fucking U-Haul with his mom and he puts up a sign in the window and it's like, I'll come back for you. Because, you know, she's also like.
And then 13 years later.
No, 7 years later. Ashton Kutcher is playing a 20-year-old in this movie. I was like, what the fuck? Because honest
to
God.
How old was he at the time?
Maybe he was 26. I'd have to look it up because this movie came out after That 70s Show. And I know this because I like religiously watched That 70s Show. I have always and will always love Topher Grace. He is one of my favorite like peoples. And I fucking have watched everything that he's been in. I had a crush on him when he played Eric Foreman. Absolutely.
Sure did.
Absolutely loved that TV show. Watched it religiously until he was not on it anymore. So Ashton Kutcher,
he left the show? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the last season, they were like, we're going to do the show even though Eric Foreman's not going to be on it. And the show was centered around his life.
Yeah.
Like, it took place in his parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that fucking nosedived as soon as he left the show because he wanted to be a serious actor. Yeah, that still continued with him, without him for a season, and it was like hot.
How did they play it? That he went off to college or some shit?
No, you want to know what the fuck his storyline was?
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do with his life when he turned 18, and then he was like, I'm going to go teach English in Africa to African children, and that's what he did.
Really?
And he left. Yeah, and he still...
That's kind of lame.
It really was, like, the dumbest shit I... The fact that this show is also now getting a spinoff, I'm like, you fucking ruined the TV
really?
Show. Yeah, it's getting a... So they're making a that the 90s show. Because that 70s show, they're making a that 90s show. Where Eric and Donna, who are the main couple of that show, their daughter goes to live with his parents. And that's the spinoff. And
so it's the same actors that play the mom and the dad?
Well, now they're the grandparents. But yeah.
Right, well,
Kitty and Red. Yeah, they're going to be still on the show. Poor Kartwood Smith. Anyway, or Deborah Jo Rupp too, honestly. But this isn't about that. I'm not going to like give more of my two cents. Other than I'll say I liked that 80s show and it didn't even get a chance. But whatever, because they did another spinoff where it was that 80s show. And actually, the main character of that show was the cousin of Eric Forman. And he worked in a record shop with a girl named Tuesday who he liked. I remember everything about that show. Anyway, so I know that Ashton Kutcher is not 20. When this movie is taking place in his real life.
He looks young.
No, not 20.
Not 20?
Not 20. That's a year away from teens. You literally went from 19 to 20. And you're not going to tell me this 20. To 20. You're not going to tell me he's a grown-ass man. I can't believe that he's playing a 20-year-old, but I shouldn't be surprised. Anyway, it is 7 years later. He is 20 years old, and he is in college. And he is a what, Stephanie? What major do you think he is, Stephanie?
Psychology major.
How did you know, Stephanie?
It has to do with
memory
shit.
And shit. Yeah. Now, you're right about the roommate. His roommate was on My Name is Earl. I know that. But more famously, I know him from Clerks as the guy.
He's Earl?
No, he's not Earl. That's Jason Lee. I'll look his name up because I feel like an asshole. Is he his brother? Is that Earl's brother, the character?
He's the, like, fat guy.
Yes, yes.
That's his roommate?
Yeah, that's his roommate. And he's playing a goth dude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's bald. Like, he's got
he's an not
egg.
Bald. He has, like, well, maybe in real life
now,
he does.
Yeah.
But he has a fucking tall-ass mohawk.
He's got, like, an egghead.
Sure. Oh, my God. Where the fuck is he? He plays that one character. There's like 8,000. Okay, his name is Ethan Suplee. I fucking knew that. His character's name in the movie is Thumper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a guy.
His character's
name. I'm sorry, not bald.
Is Thumper. And
the emo Thumper?
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher walks into his dorm room and Thumper is actively going at it, having sex with this goth
chick. I was going to say just viciously masturbating.
Viciously. Fucking no.
No, not fucking, just...
Like, I don't know. It's daylight? Like, I know that that's weird. Like, obviously people have sex in daylight, but it's just... It's like 11 a.m. He got back from his first lecture.
Donna.
Okay.
What do you have against people?
Nothing.
Having sex when
I don't
there's
have,
daylight.
Lots. No, I don't have anything wrong. All right. So he walks in on his roommate banging and slamming whatever, you know, his goth piece. And we find out he hasn't had blackouts in 7 years the way that he did when he was a child.
So the last blackout that he had was when his dog died?
You know what, Stephanie? You're rewriting this movie and I can't answer that. But let's think that. Let's hope that that's what it was.
I'm asking a question. I'm not rewriting
anything.
I don't
fucking know. So cut to they're at a bar, him and his goth roommate. I have to refer to him. What? Roommate. They were roommates. So they're at a bar and there's this frat guy sitting at a table. And they're making fun of Thumper, his roommate. And
yeah, but
they're
getting pussed.
I mean, I think that he's doing this for like a study. Like he's having sex with. Yeah.
Okay.
You could have an experiment with that, I guess. No, you can't.
As a student.
So he hears these like fucking frat kids making fun of him and he hits a pool ball into their beers and breaks the pool stick over his knee. And he's like, you want to fucking go? Because he's like huge. And Ashton Kutcher's just with this girl that he's like on a date with. And he's like, yep, this is my life.
That's my roommate.
So that happens at the bar. And then he brings his date back with him to his dorm room. And she starts to read his old journals. Because remember, he had to keep journals. But it's like, yeah, like.
Okay, first of all, why the fuck is he taking his old journals to college with him?
My definition of foreplay is opening up your childhood trauma. There's nothing that gets me off more.
Listen, if we're gonna fuck, you have to read my poetry from when I was 15 years old.
You have to read my journal I wrote when I was 12 years old. So that, she's reading them out loud and he all of a sudden has a flashback again. Which again, he hasn't had in 7 years.
Oh.
So.
Next thing you know, he's back and his girl is dead.
Well, what flashback did he, do you think he went to?
The hoochie coochie when he was like 8 years old.
No, and his dog died.
Oh. I mean, yeah, that sucks, but like, you know, if I had a choice.
He doesn't have a choice. So he wakes up the next morning and this girl is still in his bedroom.
Is she naked? Did they get it on?
No, I don't know. I can't remember. But then he decides to go visit Lenny. Remember Lenny? Old pal Lenny?
Where's Lenny?
Lenny's in an institution. Either Lenny is in his childhood home or an institution. I can't remember.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, I know. He can't remember anything from that day, though, and he is disturbed. So
I thought you were going to say deceased.
I say he did.
He did.
He starts impersonating Tommy, who, yeah, you were right, is in love with his own sister, but whatever.
See?
So Evan's like, what the fuck? Why did I have this flashback?
Is she his real sister?
Yeah, it's his real sister. Okay. He starts to read his journal about the day that the mailbox blew up. Uh-oh. Because that's like the last thing that he remembers that was like really fucked up. And he remembers that car again. And it rolls up to the house. And a woman gets out. And she has a baby in her arms. And she goes to open the mailbox with the bomb in it.
Oh.
So then Ashton Kutcher wakes up and he starts vomiting. We stop there. We don't know what the fuck happens. And
he starts vomiting butterflies.
All of a sudden, his mom shows up at college and she's like, I came to see you as a goof. And
gobble ghoul.
She's like, let's go see a psychic. I want to do some spicy now that I'm here in college.
Can you read my tarot cards?
And she says, the psychic says that he doesn't have a lifeline and there's something wrong with him. She's like, I seen a lifeline. Give me $50, I find it. So then she's like, you don't have a soul.
What?
She's like, you have no lifeline, you have no soul.
You have no soul.
There is no saving you.
I was going to say, she's going to be like, oh, your lifeline is on your penis.
So the mom sits down with him after he is told he doesn't have a soul, which I don't know how I would take that, honestly.
I feel like the only time I've seen, like, besides seeing, like, the neon signs in a window that say psychic, the only time I've actually seen a psychic is when we went to Salem.
My sister and her best friend went to go to a psychic one day, and her best friend was like, I want my fortune told. And my sister sat in the living room of the psychic's house with her children and watched TV while her friend went in and the psychic was like, you have a curse on you. If you give me $45, I'll take it off for you.
I'd be like, I'll keep it. Thanks. Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, I forget. Someone was having I was a kid. My mom's friend from work was having a bachelorette party and they had a psychic. At the bachelorette party.
That's a great thing to have at the bachelorette party. I can see your husband cheating on you. If you want me to stop the cheating,
well, no.
Give me $80.
$80 and I will cut his dick off. Her friend didn't want to go in to see the psychic because she was having... This is going to get sad. She was... She was having problems conceiving and she didn't want the psychic to tell her that she can't have babies.
For $150, I will give you a child.
I will give you new uterus. Very cheap. Best price of the year. Like 2 years later, she ended up having a baby. So, happy ending. My mom is no longer friends with her.
So, anyway. It's Speaking of, the mom tells him, I had 2 stillbirths before you. After the psychic is like, you have no soul. She's like, did you know I had 2 stillbirths? But that's fucked up.
But
miscarriage is different than stillbirth. She had to go 9 months with these children. You're like, oh, I just remembered English because I was speaking in Polish this whole time. He's like kind of fucked up. He's like, what is wrong with me? What the hell does all this mean? I ain't got no soul. Am I a robot? And Thumper, his roommate, is like, stop reading those fucking journals of when you got molested because they're not doing you any good.
Okay, so hold on. So his roommates also read his journals?
I don't know. At some point, he says to his roommate, you think you know me? I don't know me. And it's like, true. Do we know ourselves?
Who knows me?
So at this point in his life, he's like, I got to find Kaylee. Because I got to talk to her about this. Because he reads his journals and he finds out like, oh, I remember all this bad shit that happened to me that I didn't remember. And so Kaylee is still in their hometown.
Like he just like repressed it?
I guess. And the journals like made him remember. I'm reading too far into this movie that is written to with shit writing.
Listen, we're making our own spinoff.
I don't want to do that. I'm not getting paid for that. So anyway, he finds Kaylee. And what do you think she is? Take a guess.
A drug addict.
Waitress. No. Okay. Waitress. So she's like, oh my God, what are you doing? So this girl who plays Kaylee, I don't know her name, but
Applebee's?
No, it's just the diner. Oh, okay. She is the girl from Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds. That is an underrated film. I love that movie. I love that movie. I think that movie is so fucking funny. Movie. I remember I showed it to my fiance. I remember I showed that movie to him and he's like, this movie is fucking garbage. This movie is terrible. It's not funny. And I was like, no.
It's so good. My boyfriend always makes fun of the fact that Ryan Reynolds always plays the same exact character.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway. So back to this movie. Ashton Kutcher finds Kaylee, okay? And she's a waitress. And she's like, what are you doing here? Why are you back home? And he's like, hey, do you remember these home movies that we watched? And she freaks the fuck out. Not watched, that we were in. And... hey, I'm about to remind you of trauma.
Oh my God. Can you just imagine, your childhood friend, mm-hmm. right? Imagine in some crazy world, her parents made you have some weird fucking touchy shit in their basement.
Okay.
And then you have not been friends with her for...
She shows up on my doorstep.
No, not... You show up at her job.
Why did I do that? Why am I unhinged in this narrative? Well,
you said she's a waitress. Did you go to her job or her apartment? Well,
she was
on her
break or whatever. She was off shift at this point.
Right, so
they're
she's
walking.
At her job.
Okay.
And you're like, yo, remember when we were molesting each other when we were children?
So she freaks out and she's like, do you think that it's so fucking cool that you have a life outside of this town and you get to go to college and you come home and you fucking bring up this shit don't want to remember? You were just like, how dare he go to her job?
Well, no, I'm just saying that it's fucking crazy, but it's just like, that's a crazy spin back to be like, wouldn't you rather just be like, what? Instead of being like, aren't you happy that you don't live in this town anymore? You're a big shot going to college.
So Ashton Kutcher goes back to his dorm because he's like, that didn't work. And now he's like falling behind in his classes. He's losing his shit because he's trying to figure out like what happened to him. And I shit you not, he has an answering machine in his dorm room and his professor leaves a message like... What?
He's got a beeper too.
No. He's got a hawk and it flies and brings some messages. Yeah. So it's actually pigeon. So his professor leaves a message saying, why didn't you hand in your paper on time? Call me for a makeup. Do you know a motherfucking professor that's going to call you to remind you, hey, you missed this deadline?
I mean, unless it's some special class that only has like 5 students in it.
It doesn't. He was in a lecture hall and this professor was like, I'm very excited to read your paper on memory loss in children.
Okay, well, it's in a lecture hall where they have like 300 students. Yeah.
So... he then listens to the rest of his messages and Tommy, mm-hmm. Short King, leaves him a message threatening him and saying, hey, guess what? Kaylee killed herself. And then he says, I'll come back for you later. Or I'll come back for you and leave a message on her coffin. I don't know what I wrote. So, what? Like, something along the lines of I'm going to etch a message in her coffin.
Or, I'm going to edge. I'm going to edge.
So Evan goes back to memory and changes the course of time by threatening Kaylee and Tommy's dad. So he literally, I don't know how.
I feel like you skipped like a whole good after, 15 minutes so of the movie.
So he feels bad that Kaylee killed herself because he realizes the reason she killed herself was because he brought up this like very traumatic thing that happened to them. And he's like, how can I take this back? And he's like,
I'm going to sound like an asshole right now.
Oh, God. Go on.
So, okay, he's the one that had the memory issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's totally fucked up that he came back. And I mean, I don't know specifically what the circumstances was. Yeah, he trauma dumped you at work.
she was off her shift.
And then you were like, fuck this. Let me fucking Hadouken myself. But, like, really, that's the thing that sets you off over the edge? Like, is their dad dead at this point?
Well, I mean, who knows, like, where she... Who fucking... Anyway. I'm, like, trying to, like, break down the thoughts of and the lives of these people. So he's like, I'm going to go back in time, and I'm going to confront Kaylee and Tommy's dad. And he does. And he's like, oh, you think... I don't know what the fuck happens. I'm making this up,
Wait, hold on. I have questions already.
Oh, God.
Number one.
Yeah.
You said...
Let me finish this scene.
Okay.
He goes back in time and he stands up to their dad and he's like, I'm going to tell...
He's his same age. He's a kid.
Yes. He's a kid. He goes back in time as a child and is like, I'm going to tell what you're doing, blah, blah, blah.
9 years old or 13 years old?
9. And Kaylee's like, do better. Do a better job, Papa.
Oh, God.
And then...
That's a line.
I put in a quote. Okay. It has to be. And then he wakes up in Kaylee's dorm room in a sorority. So he went back in time and changed the timeline, and now the future has changed. And Kaylee's not dead anymore.
And he's still fucking her.
And he looks like a... I wrote this. He looks like a frat wanker. I don't know what... Those are two words that do not belong in the sentence. Was I drunk when I watched this? Anyway.
Frat wanker.
Here's something in my notes. It just says payphones.
That was a thing. Sorority.
Sorority. All right. So Evan wakes up in her dorm room and he wakes up in this pink room. It's a sorority room, but he looks like a frat boy. Like he's got the upside down visor and everything. He looks like a douchebag.
Is he wearing the polo with the...
Oh, my God. Collar? No, he's wearing the fucking full tracksuit with the sweater open, like zipped open with the wife beater and the sweatpants and the kicks.
Okay.
He goes to his class, the one that his professor called him from, and his professor doesn't remember him. He's like, hey, about that extension. He's like, who are you? And then he sees Thumper, his roommate, in the hallway, and he's like, do I fucking know you, motherfucker? He doesn't remember him. Nobody remembers him.
That he remembers from his past.
Yeah. He's having consensual adult non-molestation sex with his girlfriend at this point. And she's like, cool. Oh, that was so good. Fake. And she's like, I had multiple orgasms. Lie. And
was it as great for you as it was for me?
Absolutely not. So... Then we cut to him phasing freshmen for his fraternity.
Hazing.
I said that.
You said phrasing.
No, I didn't. Okay, let it be known that both of us are wrong. I said phasing, but you said I said phrasing, so we're both wrong. Nope, we're both wrong.
Closer than hazing.
I love that I can go back and be like, no, we're both wrong, bitch. So anyway, he's hazing freshman mm-hmm. for his fraternity.
Great.
And I don't know. He's just turning into this different person and there's a part of him that snaps out of it and realizes like, what the fuck am I doing? I was a psychology major. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm not attracted to Ashton Kutcher, but him as a English?
Uh-huh.
Where did it go?
How'd that stroke taste?
Him as a psychology major compared to him as a frat boy, like, he looks like a fucking idiot as a frat boy. But as a psychology major, he was wearing a chambray shirt and, like, he was in, like, jeans. And he looked like a normal human being. And I was like,
wow, denim?
Yeah. Denim and jutes. Those are Jordan boots. So I was like, he was attractive as a psych major.
He's not a bad looking guy.
I guess so. Anyway. Then it cuts to him setting up this romantic dinner for his sorority girlfriend, who's like, she's like perfect now. You know, she doesn't have any baggage. She's not threatening to kill herself over the molest. And so.
But when he goes back in time. Oh, you're right.
It didn't happen. That's why.
Gotcha.
The dad was caught and like sent to jail and he didn't raise them. Wait,
so you're saying, oh, now I'm confused. When did he go back? Like, he went back in time before any of the molestation happened?
So when he went back in time, it was right at the moment where they were going to make that film. Time. And he stepped up to the plate and was like, you're a creep. I'm going to tell my mom, don't do this. And then it didn't happen. So by it not happening, they both ended up in better places.
Okay. So
except for her brother, which we're going to get to.
I'm glad he still got his ass beat. About Papa.
No, it's not that. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe he probably did. Or like
he still ended up bad, but in a different way.
Because he was still jealous of the way that he obviously treated his sister with, or tried to treat his sister with special attention. Because
she got that pussy.
That's nice. I just want to make it known that this next scene where Ashton Kutcher has like a romantic dinner, he's in a tuxedo, his girlfriend's in like this pretty dress. He has this romantic dinner set up by the rest of the boys. They chipped in and they decorated for his dinner. The boys. So,
wow, I wish.
I wrote in my notes, he's getting this dinner set up while a song written about three dead girls plays. So the song that plays is Jimmy Eat World's Hear You Me, which this is total fucking nerd moment, is written about Michael and Carly, who were very big fans of Weezer, and on their way to one of their concerts were in a car accident and they died along with their little sister.
Jesus.
Rivers Cuomo wrote a song about them called Michael and Carly before they died, and then Jimmy Eat World, who was also friends with them, I believe, wrote a song about them after they died called Hear You Me. And I think you know it. It goes, may angels lead you in, hear you now, my friend. Yeah, that's all about the same two girls. And I was like, when I think of I Want to Get Fucked, I don't think of that song playing. Like, it's so romantic. They were the first like really big fans of the band Weezer, and they set up their website for like their fan page.
Okay.
And they were very close friends with the band. I'm too drunk to remember the facts of the story. Well, either Michael really and Carly were sisters. I'm sorry.
So, oh God. Well, I mean, now I'm kind of just jealous. So, like, I want a romantic date.
Oh my God. So back to the movie.
Back to child molestation.
They're walking through their courtyard of like the fraternity sorority, and they go to his car and the car is broken into, and they're like, what the fuck? And there's a dog collar.
Rob, bitch.
No, there's a dog collar hanging around the rearview mirror. And so like they instantly know it's Tommy. And let me just give you an update about Tommy. He's been in jail this whole time.
So.
Oh.
Hold on.
They have their romantic date.
Hold on. I got plot holes to point out now.
Okay.
So Ashton goes back to the past.
We've been past that.
No. Hold on. He goes back. He says, yo, bitch, Faja. No, touchy. He goes back to the future, starts fucking in the sorority.
Well, and then they go to the same college.
Right,
yeah.
No, hold on. But we're also supposed to believe that even though he changed the past, the whole thing with the dog being set on fire still happened?
Well, yeah, because, like, he was never a bad kid. It was always Tommy who was the bad kid.
Yeah, but he was a bad kid because we're made to believe that it's set up where the dad his dad was.
Listen, the dad was shit to his kids before Evan was thrown into that mix. So, like, that timeline still exists. The timeline that doesn't exist anymore is that they both got molested. Tommy was still always angry because his dad, like, still paid a lot of attention to his sister and not that much to him.
If his dad is a pedo, I would think that there would be things that he was trying to...
Yeah, asking questions about a movie that I don't think the writers thought too much about.
Well, you know what? This is shit that's important. You should agree.
It's not that...
Miss Psychology major.
This movie sucks. I don't know what you want from me.
This is a classic.
Okay. So he finds the dog collar around his rearview mirror and he's like, what the fuck is this? And Kaylee's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Tommy got released from prison 3 weeks ago. So,
by the way,
he's like freaking out and they're like, maybe one of my frat brothers has a gun. And he's like, what are we going to do? Oh, what the?
Okay. Do they ever say why he went to jail?
No, but so he literally, he's like, maybe one of my frat brothers has a gun. And Kaylee's like, don't treat him like that. Don't act like that. You know that he was tortured by our dad. And I'm like, all of a sudden now this bitch is protective of her fucking brother who's a psychopath who killed an animal.
Any problems with this?
Somebody's accent changed. I don't know who.
I just don't understand. How could you not explain why he was in jail after, like, okay, yeah, I get it. I'm assuming, like, you know, Mindhunter shit, like, we're...
You're assuming too far.
Wait, hold on. Just listen. We're supposed to infer that because he abused or killed animals when he was a child, that he would somehow end up killing someone else or hurting someone else. Hold on. I know. You're rolling your eyes.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I'm just rubbing my eye.
We don't know what he's done, but the first thing that we hear is, I need a gun because he put a dog leash around my mirror.
Who's a bitch, so... He's like, I need protection. Oh, and Kaylee's like, don't treat my brother like that.
I mean, like...
They're walking to the sorority.
Less lethal taser.
They're walking to her sorority. They find a jacket on the floor. They're like, what the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden, out of a dark, creepy corner, Tommy comes out with a bat. So not only has he gotten out of jail, he had enough money and time to get to her.
Oh, my God. This is... Tommy. Oh, wait.
Question.
I am, because it doesn't make sense.
Guess what?
This is my job.
Tommy is 3'8". He went from 3'5" to 3'8". They made sure to keep a short king as the actor of the adult Tommy.
He was like, yo.
He comes out with a bat and calls his sister a fine piece of ass.
Cool. I'm glad he was writing fanfic about fucking his sister while he was in jail.
Twincest. I don't think they're twins.
So I get that the dog collar has some kind of relevance in the story. What the fuck relevance does the jacket have?
Maybe it's his jacket. Maybe it's Evan's jacket.
It's supposed to just be like a distraction? Because I'd be like, okay, cool. What is this weave on the floor?
I have no fucking idea. So Evan starts going crazy and names all these people that Tommy killed, including like... Actually, I can't say that yet. But he's like, you killed all these people. Leon. And then he starts to beat the shit out of him. And then you know what happens?
Time travel.
If you guess that Evan kills Tommy, you're right. Evan kills Tommy. He beats the shit out of him to the point of death.
Wow.
Now he goes to jail.
Okay.
You're like, where is this movie going? Right. I don't know. Evan gets to his cell. And he meets his cellmate, and they're like roomies. And he's like, hey, will you protect me? To his cellmate. You don't do that in prison.
He's like, yeah, sure. Show me your asshole. You dropped the soap, I fucked the soap.
So his mom visits him and tells him, hey, the lawyer can get you off on self-defense. And he's like, give me my journals. And she's like, okay, I brought you 2 journals. And he's like, these aren't the right journals. I need these other journals. And she's like, listen, this is what I brought you. You can fucking like it.
Wow. What a mom.
First of all, this doesn't make sense because he was going to be attacked by this man with the baseball bat. Of course he would be on self-defense. This wasn't fucking first degree murder.
This makes no sense.
So other inmates are trying to pick on him. And they jump him, and then I think they rape him. And it's like, what's the point at this point? We went from molested, not molested, to raped. And then they take his journals away from him, and they start to read them out loud. Okay.
I have a lot of problems.
See, I know that you have problems and I just keep going.
I got huge fucking problems. It doesn't fucking make sense. How, I mean, what is this, like, cutting, deep cut with the justice system is a piece of shit and it doesn't work the way that it's supposed to work. This man was in jail for murder.
Yeah, murder.
And he got out and tried to assault another person and possibly kill them with a bat. And this guy got him.
Oh, we don't know what Tommy went to jail for. We just know that he was in jail.
You just said that he killed a bunch of people.
All right, so spoiler alert. They put the bomb in the mailbox of a woman with a baby so she could open it and it would, like, explode and she on died. Her. I don't remember. I think she died. Yeah. So he was like, and I think their friend died too. And so that's why Evan was like, you killed multiple people.
But that's not why he went to jail?
I don't know why he went to jail. It's never discussed.
Oh, my God. See, now I have to watch this movie for myself so I can be like, yo, Donna, you done fucked him. You done goofed.
So the inmates jump him. They possibly sexually assault him. And they start to read his journals out loud, which I guess is worse than sexual assault. So Evan flashes back to when he meets his cellmate and he decides to commit stigmata on himself to prove that, like, he's affected by God. And the roommate, the cellmate, is like, oh, yes, I see. Like, yes, you are a chosen one. I will help you. I will protect you.
Wait, what does he do to himself?
Stigmata. So, like, you stick your hands. So when Christ was crucified to the cross, he was stuck in the same way his hands were nailed to the cross, and his feet. He has the same puncture holes in both his feet and his arms.
So he when takes people, a shank to his palms?
Basically, when people have the same marks, they call it stigmata. Yeah. So then he decides to go to the Aryan brothers, and he says, listen, I don't want to hang out with the Hispanic slur or the N-words, and I'm not going to repeat them. And he says,
Ashton Kutcher says,
I ain't no K-slur, which if you're Jewish, you know what that is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cracker.
Should I suck your dick now, or should I wait till later? And they're like, yes, suck our dick now, and then we'll protect you because you're a white Aryan brother. So he gets down on his knees, and he's getting
Ashton
ready.
Kutcher.
Yeah. He's getting ready to fellate. And then he stabs them in the dick and the stomach, these Aryan brothers. And then we go to a flashback, and he saves his dog, and he grabs these weapons. I don't know what or where. But basically, he's going back in time to the moment where his dog is killed, and he stops his dog from being killed. So that's the second time that this happens. And he's like, Lenny, cut the rope on the dog. Before Tommy sets the dog on fire. And then he's fighting Tommy. So Lenny picks up the 2x4 with a nail in it, and instead he stabs Tommy.
So Tommy dies as a kid as opposed to dying later? Or he gets brain damage?
We'll come back to that. Put a pin on it. I said, honestly, not that sad. So now he's back in his dorm room with Thumper. And he wakes up and he's bleeding out of his nose, I believe, and he's having a seizure. And then he goes to see Lenny, who's in an institute this time. I believe he was in his bedroom before. And Lenny is sad despite that the fact that he has three hots in a cot. And
I thought Lenny was dead.
No, maybe. I don't know. So,
oh my God. Did you watch this movie? Or did you just look up fucking Spark Notes on it?
There's no Spark Notes on stupid movies. Lenny is like, you can't change who people are without destroying who they were. Oh, that got deep. So we're in a flashback again, and his dad says he sucks.
But what if what they are?
You can't change who people are without destroying who they were.
But what if what they were was garbage?
I can't speak on that. So flashback again. He goes back to Kaylee and Tommy's dad, who looks like a hippie now for some. Oh, wait. No, it's the present. He goes to Kaylee and Tommy's dad, who's still living in the house, and he has, like, long hair, and he looks like a homeless person. And he's like, where's Kaylee? Because we've jumped to a different dimension at this point. And he's like, Kaylee lives here and does this. Kaylee is a drug addict and a prostitute, and she looks fucking rough. She's got, like, pock marks on her face. She has, like, track marks on her arms. She is the real deal. Evan says,
close enough.
How else would I know you have two moles on your inner thigh? And Kaylee says anyone with $50 could tell you that. Oh, because he's explaining to drug addict Kaylee, hey, this shit happened to us. And then I went back in time to fix it. And I did, but still shit was fucked up. So I'm back in this new dimension to fucking tell you that this shit that happened to us as a kid is the reason why we ended up this way.
Wait, okay. So we're supposed to believe that she would be more fucked up as a person if her brother died when she was a kid, as opposed to her brother going to jail and then her boyfriend molesting her.
Not her. Yeah, I guess. I guess you got it. Maybe. Did you write this? So.
Yeah, fucking 8-year-old me.
They're at a diner at this point when they're talking about this great location. Like, can you imagine, like, you're at a Waffle House and you're like, what conversation do I listen to?
Oh, well, so, you know, Waffle House is a special place, so.
So, flashback to save the baby. Evan blows up. Oh, okay. So the baby and the mom died when the explosion.
How long is this movie?
I don't know. The baby and the mom died when the explosion happened, the bomb in the mailbox. So instead of the baby and the mom dying, Evan blows up instead. And now Lenny is his roommate and he has no hands and no legs. I can explain that better if you need me to.
Oh.
He goes back in time.
Wait. Hold on. No, I get it. I get it. Now, my problem with this is the fact that a grown-ass woman and a baby died, but all he gets is becomes an amputee.
Well, he jumps in front of the explosion at the moment that she opens the mailbox, so he saves them from dying because he keeps trying to go back in time to make the future be as, like, nice as possible.
Yeah, no, I get that, but, like, how... if he's jumping in front of the explosion... And they both died in the original timeline.
No, they didn't. The baby and the mom did, not Evan.
In the original timeline, the woman and the baby died. Mm-hmm. But he jumps in front of them as a 12-year-old.
Yeah, or a 13-year-old.
And he survives? But just becomes an amputee?
Yeah. No hands, no legs.
That makes sense.
So... in this version,
was he wearing fucking Kevlar everywhere but his hands and feet?
So in this version of his story, he is the roommate of Lenny, who is fine. And guess what happens? Lenny is dating Kaylee now. And Lenny is his roommate, so he has to watch them have sex all the time. Painful.
And he's just a stump laying there.
So he, like, wakes up and he's like, oh, what? Where's my hands? Where's my legs? And they're like, calm down, calm down.
But like nubs or just like...
He has no fucking arms past the goddamn wrist.
He's a potato with a head.
He throws himself out of his wheelchair and demands to go back. And they're like, where? And he's like, back.
Can you just suck my dick?
Oh, and Tom...
He's like, I can't even jerk off.
So Tommy is now a Christian.
Yo, that sucks.
Tommy is now a Christian. Her brother. And he's like, maybe I can spin in my wheelchair and sing hallelujah, hala nagava till I puke. Hala nagiva, hala, you know, Jews.
You said Christian.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. So Kaylee's like, fuck. You want a granola bar?
he's like, bitch, I have no hands.
He tries to put it in his prosthetic hands that he doesn't know how to use, and it just crumbles.
Oh, my God. I need to watch this.
So she tells him that she always envisioned a life with him. Yeah.
Okay. Before I say the thing that I wanted to say, she... What a cunt.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She's telling him as he's a fucking cripple that... She envisioned a life with him, but she was like, nah, you got no hands
and feet. She's like, my life with you that I envisioned, I expected you to have hands and feet. But now I'm with Lenny.
You tried to be a hero. I don't fucks with heroes.
Be your hero, baby. So he you can take away my pain.
I have no hands.
Tommy's like, no. Evan's like, you know, Ethan? Evan. Evan's like, I'm going to kill myself. Evan decides he's going to kill himself, but guess what? He puts himself
he
in
can't.
The... No, he can. He puts himself in the bathtub and tries to drown, but Tommy saves him.
How's he getting into the bathtub?
And then he screams, I can't even fucking kill myself. So he then gets like taken to a hospital where his mom is, and his mom's dying of lung cancer. And because since he got blown up from the explosion, she has just never stopped smoking. Yeah. She's talking like Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle. Wait. Oh, yeah. She's like, I have a story to tell you.
So him getting blown up was worse than him getting molested.
Basically. So he tries to do another flashback. And he threatens, now he threatens Kaylee and Tommy's dad with dynamite that he has. And instead, Kaylee picks it up and blows up.
Wow.
And this is where he wakes up in an institution and finds out that there are no journals. The doctor says he's making up universes. Like colleges, prisons, and paraplegics. He's like, stop making up universes with college, prisons, and paraplegics.
What is collage?
Well, because these are all the things that happened to him in the past. Oh, collage. I already made that joke and you didn't get it. So he reminds the doctor of his dad talking about made up photo albums. Don't ask me what that is. I don't remember.
Wow.
And he's like, you have to go back to the beginning. Someone's like, go back to the beginning. He's like, I got to go back to the beginning. So then he watches home movies of him being born. He finds his home movies.
I was going to make a joke.
Yeah?
That he's like, I'm coming out of this pussy. So, that beginning?
Oh my God. Wait, this is the ending of my notes. This is the ending of the
Did
movie.
You not?
This is the ending. Okay. Warning. I watched the wrong version. So he starts watching videos of himself being born. And then he goes back in time to when he is in utero.
Oh, my God.
And he chokes himself with the umbilical cord.
What?
So he dies another stillborn. And he does this so everybody else has a better life. Tommy and Kaylee live with their mom. They never live with their dad who molests them. Evan's mom marries another man and has a daughter. Instead of, you know, the children that she lost to stillborns. And Kaylee marries someone else. And that's the end.
How does him not being born stop their dad from having them and molesting them?
Somebody calls CPS and they get removed.
So someone doesn't have the number to CPS if he's alive?
Please. So, when I found out, I watched...
Wait, hold on.
This isn't the theatrical ending.
Right, okay, so that's... That's the director's cut, yeah. Ending. And that's supposed to be, like, the better. The
alternate.
What?
Ending.
How many endings are there?
Three. There's the theatrical cut, the director's cut, and another alternate ending.
Okay, so what's the alternate cut?
See, I knew you were going to ask that. I don't know.
Cool. What's the theatrical cut?
I don't know.
How did you not?
Because when me and Fiancé looked it up afterwards, I was like... Why did the fucking movie end like this? And then I was like, oh, that's not the right ending. And he was like, we watched the director's cut. And then I found out there was like a different ending for the theatrical release. And I was like, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to keep it pure. I'm going to leave it at this.
This is a horrible ending. First of all, the fact that a fucking child in utero has enough fucking being like, oh, shit, my future is fucked up unless I... literally strangle myself in this badussy.
First of all, am I to believe that a baby could kill itself in utero? Because, like, that's hardcore. Like, I'm gonna end life before life begins.
That just puts a whole nother fucked up layer on the fact that, like, stillborns, like, oh yeah, it wasn't an accident that the umbilical cord tied around its neck. It was like, fuck this shit. I don't want to be born.
Fuck this shit.
I'm gonna fucking choke myself
if
to death.
You want to get philosophical?
What? Philosophical.
philosophical. Mm-hmm. Is he one of the two stillborns that she already mentioned prior to the movie? Like, was that always his destiny and he was just trying to get there? Or was he a third stillborn before she finally had a kid with a different husband?
All right, that's a little too deep for what I was going for. Because that makes no... Because that still implies the fact that him not being born somehow either gives or doesn't give the number to CPS.
But don't you understand, Stephanie? He is the butterfly effect. His death before life is the butterfly flapping its wings that started the earthquake. Maybe his life...
The earthquake.
Is the butterfly... Yes, I already explained this to you in the beginning of the movie. A butterfly flaps its wings.
Yes, I know, but you're saying... What earthquake? It just affected his life and the two...
The earthquake was all the bad things that happened to them. The molest, the murder of the dog, the other murder of the kid who murdered the dog, the murder of their friend or the institutionalizing of their friend.
I would say that out of all of these storylines...
The worst one is when he has no hands and legs.
The second one is probably the best.
Even he was a frat douche.
So?
I would argue that's the worst.
He's still with the girl that he wants to be with, and even though he ends up killing her brother...
I'm so happy that this heterosexual relationship ended up coming to a normal, ending.
Okay. I'm sorry you have... problems.
I liked it more when he had a disability because
he punted himself out the womb. He's like, yeet!
When he was like, I can't even kill myself. Tommy was a Christian. He went to the right life, the right side of life. Well, I mean, he didn't kill it. He already killed the dog. He already killed somebody. I don't know. I didn't write this fucking movie.
But the church covers up a lot of pedophilia.
Yeah, I know. Pedophilia. I didn't write this movie. I can't get blamed for it. I just watched it.
I can blame you for not watching the other endings.
I thought it would be better if I didn't. No. I thought it'd be better if I didn't watch the other endings.
I'm just disappointed because now I don't know. Now I have to Google it myself.
Listen, just know that he decided to never be born and that way everybody's lives would be better.
I don't think so. I think it's bullshit. It makes no sense that someone couldn't find the fucking CPS fucking phone number because he was born. They're like, oh,
I find it noble.
They're like, there's another child that keeps going over to that house. I guess their parents know that something weird isn't going on.
Aren't you happy that a dog doesn't die in the universe where he's not born? I got you there.
No, you don't got me there. Yes, it's fucked up that the dog died in the first place. But if you don't think that people do awful things to animals,
I mean,
all the time,
I do. But that's one less dog that has done horrible things done to it.
So you would kill yourself with your umbilical cord?
Listen, you people who love animals as much as you do, maybe you would do that. I wouldn't. Obviously, the point is. Do you like this movie?
No. I'm mad.
Do you think it's a good movie?
No.
That's not my fault. That's not my problem.
Did I say it was?
No, but I'm just saying, it's not my fault. It's not my problem. That's the butterfly effect, starring Ashton Kutcher.
Wow.
Clap, 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 clap. Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So I hope that you understood what the movie was about. I hope you took away from the brighter points. And I hope you agree that, it definitely deserved to win the Oscar that year that it came out.
Did it?
Yes. I'm fucking kidding. It was not even nominated. What the fuck? That was a joke. This movie's a piece of shit.
Okay, cool.
I'm done.
Well, if you're as disappointed as I am.
Well, I mean, the point of this is not to be disappointed. You're supposed to just fucking follow along. If you have questions, write to the writers of this film.
Listen, I listened to this obscure podcast the other day, and I have questions that need to be fucking answered immediately. Yeah.
Can I get Ashton Kutcher's number so I can be like, hey, why did you do this? JK, he's not that good of an actor, but whatever.
JK, 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 LOL.
I heart your fucking makeup.
Over. I hope you like and subscribe. Yeah, that was bad.
Subscribe to what?
My pussy.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go now. I need a snack and a nap.
Wonder Bread sounds great right now.
Oh my God. I want some potato chips.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for listening. I'm sounding sleepy
you.
Now.
Thank you. I'm very tired. That was great. I would like to sleep. It's very late. Goodbye.
Tune in for our next episode, huh? Of some crazy shit. Bye.
Bye.